I'm Ryan Wolf, and this is Carrie's story. What happens when a prisoner's time inside is up? Is it like the movies, where the prison gate is opened and the now ex-prisoner walks out, blinking in the bright sunshine, hopping on a bus to who knows where? Well, ideally not, in New Zealand anyway. One of the main objectives of the Department of Corrections is to support people to make some degree of change to their behaviour and reduce the chances of reoffending, all while keeping everyone safe. What happens before and after someone's release and in the weeks and months following plays a big part in determining whether the system will be seeing them back behind the wire. Key to this is motivating them to engage in appropriate rehabilitation programs and supporting them to reintegrate into the community. Rehabilitation and reintegration. Neither is easy, and one isn't usually successful without the other. I met with members of the corrections team involved in rehabilitation and reintegration, including Kerry, a probation officer working out in the community. Kerry shared the story of a woman who she'd worked with recently, which gave me a really good insight into not just what the probation officer's role entails, but how involved and time-consuming it is to create real change, and why it's so frequently frustrating. Kerry explained this particular woman was a challenging individual, a complex personality with past drug and family harm issues and a history of violence. Yet despite her background and the nature of the offending, Kerry says in person she was kind and considerate once she understood they were there to help. Not what you might expect, but apparently this duality is quite common. Anyway, the woman had been in prison on sentence for assault and during her time completed a 3-month women's program. On release, the team helped make sure she had a safe place to stay and checked on her regularly and connected her with the help she needed. However, on that occasion, it wasn't a success. The woman offended once again and was soon back inside. While their work had helped, had moved the needle a bit, the woman herself hadn't been ready to change. Next time, after more work inside, she was ready to change. Something had clicked, and it was clear she didn't want to cause anyone any harm again. The woman's desire to change was enabled by access to rehabilitation and community support, and the result of a lot of dedicated work from the corrections probation team, other agencies they work with, and people in the community. Real change takes time, Kerry says. It's challenging for everyone involved, but incredibly satisfying and rewarding on the occasions when it all works out.